the people all across the world are tuning in for a very special episode of Two Tickets, Please. I don't know where I'm going with this.
All across the world. They're all here.
I was just looking at our analytics, and we have people listening in 57 different locations all across the world.
That's awesome.
Because we were talking, Ben and I were talking about it before the show started. But yes, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. Welcome, Mr. Ben Mosier, our guest right here.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
Of course. Real quick, before we roll the intro and stuff, I want to talk about a little project that Ben and I have going on that I haven't really talked about on the podcast before, kind of have. Ben, why don't you just go ahead and tell them?
Yeah, so about 6 months ago, I stumbled across this DVD series called Horatio Hornblower. It's a TV movie series from the early 2000s, and me and AJ have been watching them. They're about the Napoleonic Wars.
And so basically what this is going to look like is I leave tomorrow for Thanksgiving break. Over Thanksgiving break, I'm going to write a video because we've been taking notes and screen recording the movies. And then over Christmas, or the week after we get back to school, we're going to film a video. And then over Christmas break, I'm going to edit together a probably 1 hour plus YouTube video detailing our experience watching The Hornblowers and kind of a review and rating. So I know you guys have probably watched my YouTube channel before.
I've watched some of you. Okay, check out AJ Richardson on YouTube.
I know Ben has.
I've watched some of your
stuff. I don't believe that you have.
I have.
Which one?
The Ratatouille ripoff one.
Oh, okay.
Ratatouille.
That's a pretty good video. Were you entertained?
I was entertained.
Okay.
I've seen like the Backrooms one too.
That's my most successful. 1.4K views.
Heck yeah.
That's like the pinnacle of my creative life this point.
I love it, dude. Go check out AJ on YouTube to hear the Hornblower series.
Speaking of seafaring and YouTube and pirates and stuff, we're going to jump right into the episode. It's 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please.
I can't hear through my headphones, by the way.
They can't hear that change.
I think I'm hearing you.
Welcome to Two Tickets, Please, everybody. The podcast all about movies, hosted by me, AJ Richardson.
And me, Jackson Orban.
We've already introduced our guest, Mr. Ben Mosier.
Hello.
Ben, how are you doing on this fine Wednesday?
I am doing really great today.
Awesome.
It's a good day.
It's a great day for some Two Tickets, Please.
Some Two Tickets, Please.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, basically, the rest of this Two Tickets, Please semester looks like an episode this week and an episode in 2 weeks, and I think that's it. Unless we can get one finals week.
You might have two episodes after this
one. 2 to 3 more episodes this semester.
Including this one.
Oh, wait, including this
Probably
one.
Probably three including this one.
Probably three including this
we're,
one.
Because we're nearing the end of the semester.
We are.
And then you might have to go a little bit without your favorite podcast.
Yeah, because the five people who have listened in the past 24 hours...
But we'll be back.
...are really going to miss it.
They are going to miss it.
We'll be back next semester. We should do a few episodes over J-term, like remote ones.
Hey, we'll see.
Because, like, I'll be in...
Because you'll be in
I'll
London.
Be in the UK, wow. And you will be in Utah. Wow. There you go.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Yeah. Okay, well, now that we can all hear each other, I just fear we're going to blow out each other's ears. It's time to
everyone's favorite segment.
Say that again.
The segment where we
say that again,
and we present our
say that again
lines to the people. So, welcome to the say that again segment.
Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Jackson, you start us off.
I'll start us off because we're on the theme of pirates and such today.
Mm-hmm.
I have a incredible say that again line from the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, The Curse of the Black Pearl. So in this scene, this is near the end of the movie when, like, they're all in the cave with the treasure.
Yeah.
And Jack comes back because he always does, and he's in the cave, and he says, he's referring to Elizabeth, he says, "She's safe, just like I promised. She's all set to marry Norrington, just like she promised, and you get to die for her, just like you promised. So we're all men of our word, really. Except for, of course, Elizabeth, who is, in fact, a woman."
That one's really good.
Which is really
funny. I like that a lot.
That's so funny. Great movie as well. Well, that's mine. You could say that all the pirates were saying...
Say that again?
You could say that they were saying that. You could indeed.
Go ahead.
Mine comes from Nacho Libre, so I'm not exactly in the same
area
as you. My neck hurts because I slept on my neck wrong.
Say that again?
Jared Hess, did Jared Hess do?
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
That's comedic hilarious. Genius. Jack Black, another comedic genius. And that line has me saying...
Say that again?
Oh, man.
All right, Ben, you're up.
All right, mine comes from the hit 2008 film written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, no.
The Happening.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
there were 10 lines I could have pulled from this.
Oh, no.
But my personal favorite is when... Mark Wahlberg and his family are being given a ride by this older couple, and they whip out snacks, and the old guy says, "You like hot dogs? Hot dogs get a bad rap. They got a cool shape. They got protein. You guys like hot dogs, don't you?" And that's mine.
It is. It's that old guy is like the funniest looking dude I've ever seen in a movie. Like, man, you guys like hot dogs?
That's funny.
They get a bad rap. Indeed they do, but holy cow, what a movie. What? No.
What a film. Well, that's been the, I didn't press it. Well, that's been Say That Again segment. What are we moving on to now? I think it's time for...
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Wait, what's that? Do you hear that? Oh my goodness. Whoa, what is that? Oh.
What?
What?
I think that means it's time for...
I think we saw a movie
for
recently.
Recent movies we've seen recently.
Wait, it could be like, instead of saying, we could be like, "I think I saw a movie recently."
Say that again?
Oh my gosh.
Guys, I got it.
You can't use that sound effect anymore.
Recent movies we've seen
recently.
Well,
yes, guys, we have seen a
we
recent movie.
We have seen a recent movie.
Recently.
Recently.
On
Friday.
Friday.
Friday night.
A big group of us all went to see The Running Man by Edgar Wright, which we have talked about before, about going to see.
And he...
And it was very fun.
He indeed was running.
He
man.
Did run in the movie. One of our friends brought in a pumpkin pie, one of our friends brought in wings, and a whole bottle of ranch that he dropped while buying his ticket.
I just remember because I was standing, well, he had bought his ticket, and he was like going to talk to the guy about like which theater or something, and I was buying my ticket, and I just remember like scanning my credit card, and then I just hear a ka-chung and like an echo throughout the movie theater lobby, and I turn around, and between Jordan's legs... You guys are familiar with Jordan. He's been on the podcast before. Between Jordan's legs sits an entire bottle of Meyer Ranch.
He dropped on the floor.
Yeah.
Right in front of the ticket guy.
Yeah.
Ranch dressing. Just the whole bottle.
Well, then the ticket guy leaned over and he was like, "You got a salad in there?"
He's like, "You got a salad in there too?"
So they did not
Jordan kind of like freaked out. He kind of picked it up and walked around, looked for a trash can, and then the guy was like, "Just don't make a mess." And he sent him in.
So then he ate wings and ranch in the theater, which was fire.
Because I guess if you get caught sneaking in like candy...
I don't think they've ever had a problem of someone bringing a whole bottle of ranch
in
the theater before.
That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, I get it if you like sneak in candy and they see it and you're like, "Well, we sell that, so you can't bring it in." What are they going to do if a whole bottle of ranch drops out?
I work in a movie theater and you see people sneak in some strange things.
What's the weirdest thing?
Let's see. Someone snuck in an entire bottle of vodka, which was completely drunk by the end of the movie.
What were they seeing?
We found an entire Chipotle order once, bags and all. I don't know how they snuck it in, but they did.
I've gotten in whole fast food orders before.
This was like three big bags of Chipotle.
That's awesome.
You used to take like Zaxby's in the
theater, Zaxby's in like all the time.
Yeah. Is there any like non-food item that you've seen that's really weird that's been snuck in? Besides like the vodka?
Not that I can recall, but there have been just a number of strange occurrences at the movie theater that you would not expect. Things that would probably not be cleanly to discuss on Two Dates, Please.
Not cleanly enough. Gosh. Well, unfortunately,
Man, what movie was the guy with the whole bottle of vodka seeing? Because
Do you remember what movie
that
it was seeing?
Sometime around like 2023, I think.
He's just seeing like Sonic 2.
I don't remember, but it would have been around the time that Sonic 2 came out.
Yeah,
imagine
seeing
Sonic 2 and just being wasted in the theater.
You're just destroyed, and you're like,
Hedgehog! I watched The Flash with a guy who was very much wasted sitting right behind me.
I'm sure that was an entertaining experience for the both of
probably,
you.
That was probably better than the
movie.
Well, he was watching the movie drunk. You were watching him. Very entertaining for everybody.
Well, yes, but we did see The Running Man.
Edgar Wright's
It's an Edgar Wright movie.
Man.
Who Edgar Wright's great. So Edgar Wright directed this, and it stars Glenn Powell, who is on the rise. He's in all kinds of movies now.
On the rise, graduating from the University of Texas in 2027.
What?
Yeah. He's not doing an honorary diploma. He's going to finish his diploma legitly.
Okay.
So he's doing 6 credits. I just saw an Instagram reel about this. 6 credits a semester until 2027 when he graduates.
Boom.
Boom.
What a guy.
What a guy.
I've seen people talk about how they don't think Glenn Powell is a good like leading guy.
Are you kidding me?
I don't agree. I think he's great.
I firmly disagree.
But we all saw this movie, and I think for the most part, all of us were like, this movie was pretty good, except for you, who thought this is the best movie ever.
Well, we came out of the theater, and kind of as film majors, our consensus when we leave a movie or stop watching a movie, the question's always, well, what'd you think? what star rating are you giving it on a Letterboxd?
People do that, though.
And I walked out of the movie, all right.
But we go in depth.
Well, it was like in regard to like specifically how we're rating it.
Yeah, no, I'm just joking.
And so I step out and I'm kind of dancing to the music and and people kind of like, I'm a little more excited about it than everybody. And they were like, well, how many stars are you getting? And I was like, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so, yes.
Which is crazy.
I don't think that's crazy.
To give you a quick overview of the movie. This is originally a book written by Stephen King. It's one of Stephen King's earlier books, actually.
I think it's either second or third.
It's one of his very first books that was made into a movie a long time ago.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, in 1987.
Oh, man.
I haven't seen that or anything.
I haven't seen it. I've just heard it's rough.
Yeah, probably. But this movie, here's a quick synopsis of it. In the near future, The Running Man is the top-rated show on television. A deadly competition where contestants must survive 30 days while being hunted by professional assassins. Desperate for money to save his sick daughter, Ben Richards is convinced by the show's ruthless producer to enter the game as a last resort. Ratings soon skyrocket as Ben's defiance, instincts, and grit turn him into an unexpected fan favorite, as well as a threat to the entire system. So that's the main thing. So it's like it's a dystopian world, which a lot of Stephen King things are.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's like everyone's like it's dominated by like game shows and stuff. And the biggest one, you win like $1 billion. If you win The Running Man, if you survive for 30 days. So his daughter's sick, and he's like, "All right."
He's like, "You know what?
Running Man time." Well, actually, he kind of doesn't mean to.
Well, he's trying to get on the one. We see a game show at the beginning of the film. And it's like where you run.
It's called Speed the Wheel.
Yeah, where you like run in a hamster wheel and answer questions. He's trying to get on that one.
Well, he's trying to get on like just like anything.
Well, yeah, because you can win money. Anything else. Anything. But he finds himself like through the like tests and everything for each one. He finds himself on the running.
Yeah, they want him on the running man. So then he does, and we see him run. Man.
We do see that man run.
Oh man.
Oh no. You could say that he was running, man.
Say that again.
So, I mean, this movie's... Here, we're going to do a no-spoiler review,
by the way. I agree.
Ben, do you want to add any of your thoughts? What did you think about the movie? In a non-spoiler way.
Yeah, I enjoyed the movie for the most part. I gave it a strong 3.5 stars.
I think I did,
too. I thought that, for the most part, it was very fun, very well-directed. Glenn Powell's great as the leading man. Mm-hmm. He is... Plot armor is through the roof in this movie. That is...
I mean, a little bit, but that's to be expected.
I mean, there's a few shots where there are a few sequences, definitely, but yeah.
I also thought that the ending was a little rushed.
Yeah, a bit convoluted.
But it was a fun package overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I gave this movie 3.5 as well. I think that I did really enjoy this movie. I think the end felt, is like clunky a good word? Like a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
it's like
a little predictable almost, but also like just kind of disappointing with the ending a little bit.
Yeah.
I really liked. I mean, this movie takes a second to get going, but once it does, I think it's really good. I think like the middle.
I don't even know if it takes a second to get going.
I mean, it's just like the build up and stuff, which is so good and necessary. But I think like the middle of this movie is my favorite. Like he's actually doing the Running Man, like the show.
Well, that's the point. Yeah, that's the most exciting.
And I
part.
Feel like I wish there was like a little bit more of like the main plot of him being on the Running Man. Like this is kind of my gripe with that I had with the most recent, like the new prequel Hunger Games movie that came out, is that
Songbird and
yeah,
Snakes.
I was like. Oh, I wish they were, like, actually in the Hunger Games for longer. And I kind of feel that way with this, that I wish he was, like, actually on the show and, like, the focus was him just on the show for longer. Which, like, it was expected that it was going to be, like, a little different, like, him taking down the system and stuff, you know? But, like...
Well, yeah, that's, like, the theme of the film is, like, justice.
And yeah.
Where do you...
But, like no,
where
like,
do you
I
draw
did,
justice and where do you... Yeah.
I did really like it, though. I think the action was good. I think it was really fun.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. I mean, Edgar Wright specializes.
Yeah, it was like intense and stuff. It was really good.
Yeah.
I think another point, there's like the hunters that are chasing him. There's like 5 of them.
Yeah.
And there's like the leader of the hunters is like this masked guy. And at one point, I mean, this is not like really a spoiler. Like at one point at the end, he like takes off his mask and it's like, it feels like it's supposed to be some big reveal. But we just have no idea who this guy is.
Yeah.
Like, there's no buildup to, like... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they could have been... I mean, this movie's already, like, 2 hours and 13 minutes. But it's, like, they could have done... I feel like there was something cut or something with that character. I feel like we
probably...
Maybe, I feel like they expected him to be a bigger character than he was or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, there's all, like, my gripes, but I actually really did like this movie. I just talked, like, about what I didn't like, but the action's really good. Glenn Powell's incredible, and the main plot is really good, and it's just fun. I like dystopian movies, and Stephen King is great at books that go into movies like that. So
yeah, definitely.
I thought it was solid. And I also, like, those are, like nitpicky things. Like, I had a great time the whole time I was watching it.
Yeah.
It was just, I just think of those things, like, after I watched it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't... breaking it down. There was nothing while watching that I was like, except maybe the end a little bit, but I thought it was good overall. So now what do you think?
Well,
now you talk about
I'm kind of just gonna like, I didn't really have an issue with the ending. I knew that's where it was going. I know that he's trying to take down the system. He does well. Okay, I can't like you said the idea is like taking down the system. Watch the movie, see how it ends. I think it's very interesting. I think it's slightly clever the way they went about it, but that's not something we can talk about on this podcast episode. And just for me, when I'm thinking about... I think a lot of times when a movie is predictable, it has the ability to take away from how good the film is. I think in this film's case, it doesn't. And I think that's because it's such an action-packed... like adrenaline ride. I think it's so entertaining that I didn't even really mind that it was a little predictable. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
No, I see what you're saying.
I thought it was phenomenal, and it does. I think it does get up pretty quick. Like it opens, and pretty quick, he's like, well, I need to try out for a game show. And then pretty quick, he's in The Running Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just boom, 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 boom. Super fun. It's paced incredibly well. I was just smiling the whole time. I was cheesing the entire movie. I was just, this is so much fun. That's why I liked it so much, really. It was a great time.
Boom.
Loved it.
Let me see. On my I've now seen 24 movies this year in theaters or on like streaming that have come out this year.
I've seen 21.
And The Running Man is at, out of 24, it's at 11 for me.
Okay.
Which is good.
I put mine in a list with everything I've watched this year. It took me a while to go through all that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, mine's in my list too. I don't even think this is crazy.
Where's it at?
I mean, it's. I don't even think this is crazy to say, mainly just because of how much I liked it. It's my favorite movie of the year. Like, no question so far.
All right.
All right, here. So I have a list of every movie I've watched this year that didn't just come out this year.
Yeah.
I've watched 163 movies for the first time this year. And The Running Man is at spot 79 on the list out of 163.
That's like top 50. Top 50%.
Yeah.
So that's not bad.
I mean, it's definitely good.
It's in the positive portion.
I mean, I have 10 movies I've seen this year that I liked more. But I have more movies than that that I liked less. So
yeah, there's really nothing.
It's in the top for
I was really thinking about it, and I was putting it next to every film that I was, like, moving it above of, and I was like, well, I liked it more than this, I liked it more than this.
You liked it more than, like, Superman?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Man.
You can't say rot to my opinions. That's what I believe, opinion. And that's how much I liked the movie. So
I liked
yes,
Superman.
I liked it more than Superman.
Okay.
Yes, I liked it more than Frankenstein. Yes, I liked it more than Sinners, more than Naked Gun, more than 28 Years Later.
Huh.
So it's number one.
Okay. I like The Long Walk more than this movie.
I agree with that.
I don't like The Long Walk.
I like The Long Walk a lot.
So
hey, let's talk about how Stephen King had two bangers come out.
Three.
In
Life of Chuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I never saw
Which
The Life
you should
of
see.
Chuck.
I loved The Life of Chuck.
There's three Stephen King movies that came out in like this like later half of this year.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How many books has he written?
Like 60, I think.
So many.
Let me see. How many Stephen King?
I think
movies.
It's like 60 something.
Like, same books are there?
I've read one, and it was The Life of Chuck, which I read after the movie came out.
He's published 65 books.
Oh, I was so close.
Wait, he's published 65 novels, and he's written more than 200 other, like, short stories.
Yeah.
How many movies has he got?
I have read, I want to say, most of The Shining.
Wait, what? Wait, that doesn't make sense. But now it says over 80 of his works have been adapted into film or TV
series.
Well,
some of his like short stuff was.
Okay,
like,
it says he has like 50 feature films off
like,
his books.
Because like Shawshank was like kind of a short story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like there's 50 movies off of like Stephen King books / miniseries.
Well, not only did he have three like movies come out this year, but It Welcome to Derry is also coming out right now. Which is phenomenal so far. I like the first four episodes are super good, and that's based off of It. So that's another Stephen King thing that's coming out this year.
Big year for
that's
kind of
nuts.
King.
Boom, he's just that guy.
He is low-key.
Yeah, I really like Stephen King stuff that isn't horror movies, horror stuff. You know,
I like most Stephen King stuff. It's actually kind of interesting. I just didn't like The Long Walk very much, but like I think he's a great author. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, boom. Well, that's what. Yeah, we saw that. It was a good new movie. Let's come
I thought,
out.
Yeah.
It's something. There hasn't been a ton out.
There hasn't.
I want to go see the new Now You See Me movie, but you haven't seen either of the
other ones.
I haven't
seen the first
two,
so I'm indifferent.
I don't even think it's gonna be that good.
We may have to do a Christmas evening episode. So we can talk about Anaconda after I see
Anaconda.
It.
Anaconda.
I don't think I'm going to go see Anaconda on Christmas.
Okay, well, I'm going to go see Anaconda on Christmas Day.
I want to see it, though.
Could be in contention for...
I want to see it, I just don't think I'll see it on Christmas.
Could be in contention to be above The Running Man, based on how it goes.
You know, I respect it for you just putting the movies you just purely enjoyed the most at the top.
Well, yeah, and I could argue... Like, The Running Man is a good movie. Like,
no, I think it is a good movie.
So, yeah, I don't think that's a crazy take. Like
a little bit, but it's all right.
I don't think it is. I don't think my opinion could be a crazy take because it's just what I believe. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
You're like, I'm going to try to change your opinion. No, you can't.
I'm not trying to change your opinion. I'm just saying.
Well, then what's the point in telling me that it's a crazy take?
Because exactly. That's like the point of our podcast is like talking about movies that are different takes.
We have to have the podcast banter.
Podcast.
Controversy breeds.
Fun engagement. Story. One of the original name ideas for Two Tickets Please was called Box Office Banter.
You remember, here's a story. We got a bunch of names for the podcast. Like we had like list. Five or so, and we asked a bunch of people, and the one that people liked the least was Two Tickets Please.
Yeah, so we like presented
and we were like, you know what, we like this one.
We presented it to a group of people at dinner, and the two that they liked the most, I think, were Frame by Frame and Box Office Banter, and we were like, actually, we like Two Tickets Please.
We were
Please,
like, okay, thanks for your input. We don't care.
Yeah, and so we went with Two Tickets Please. Yeah. Funny story, actually.
So I think it's a good name.
Speaking of banter and Two Tickets Please, it's time to move on to
Hey, fish fights.
That's your sound effect for
Well, I was going to do like a yo-ho one and then it's just Jack Sparrow saying
Hey, fish fights.
So, hold on, I don't remember what I called this actually. Pull it up. Welcome to Epic Pirate Super Smart Bonanza Trivia with answers to Sail into Adventure. Hosted by AJ. Or for short, we can call it Epic Pirate Trivia.
What did a segment name.
I can repeat the name one more time.
Did you write that, or did you have ChatGPT?
No, I came up with this one. Okay. I don't really believe in ChatGPT. Welcome to Epic Pirate Super Smart Bonanza Trivia with answers to Sail into Adventure, hosted by AJ.
That is hilarious.
Hey, fish
likes. Oh, my gosh.
Now, I'm going to read you a short description of the game.
Okay.
Ahoy, matey. Ready to test your sea legs and your smarts? Pirate Trivia is your ticket to a swashbuckling journey through history, legend, and pop culture. From notorious real-life buccaneers like Blackbeard and Anne Boney actually, in Hornblower, they call Napoleon Boney.
Yeah.
Where was I? To the fictional rogues of the silver screen. Pirate trivia questions dive into the mythics, facts, and curiosities that have made pirates a timeless fascination. Whether you're curious about pirate slang, famous ships, buried treasure, tales,
timbers.
or the golden age of piracy, these trivia questions about pirates and answers will challenge your knowledge and entertain your inner adventurer and the audience of the podcast.
Did you write that?
Yeah. So grab your cutlass, polish your hook, and prepare to plunder some brain-teasing questions.
Okay. What an intro. Sorry, I'm just playing.
Yo.
North Sea song. No, stop. All right, sorry. I'm
Wait,
just
try the
pirate.
Celtic pirate
I'm just
theme.
Just playing pirate dude, sound effects.
Two over. Try
this?
That for me.
Oh, no. What is that?
It's like burning my
Do
ears.
Do either of you really dare to challenge my pirate knowledge?
Oh, I'm the one competing against you, and I have no expectation of winning.
I think I would exceed your pirate knowledge because I have the answers in front of me.
Oh, well, duh.
Arr, off the plank.
All right, I'm done. Sorry. I think it's me and Ben going head-to-head in pirate trivia, and I probably have a 1% chance of winning. But we're going to do our best. Me and Brooke watched the first Pirates of the Caribbean on Sunday.
Great
I thought
choice.
You watched like half of
Great
it.
Choice.
Well, she had watched the first half during the week, and then I watched the second half with her.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
It's like the Attack of the Clones situation.
And then we started the second one, and she fell asleep in like the first 5 minutes. So.
How do you fall asleep during that movie? That movie's great.
Well, not because of the movie. She can just do that with any movie.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
It's a fire movie. I low-key...
Fire movie.
Hot take before we start, I think... And contrary to popular, like, most people's thoughts, I think the first Pirates of the Caribbean, while still great, is the worst of the first three.
I think that's where I put it. I think all three of them are 5-star movies. I put it at 3, not because it's worse, but because I really just love 2 and 3. 3
exactly.
Especially.
Yeah. I agree completely.
Yep. Those are all great takes. I agree. The way this is going to work is you each are going to either have it in your head or write it. Actually, you're going to have to write it down.
I'll write it down.
I'll type it down. So we don't have any premature guesses like we have had in these types of games in the past.
Is it just first? No, we're just going to both do it, and we'll both get a point?
Yes.
Okay, if we both get it right.
We have 10 questions, but I have plenty of backups.
Wait, so this is just overall pirate, not just Pirates of the Caribbean?
You'll find out.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. We're going to start out
How many questions are there?
10 to start.
Okay.
It's going to start out really, really easy.
Okay.
Question number one. Who was known as the king of pirates in history?
It's starting out really easy.
This is the most obvious thing you could ever think of.
If it's supposed to be obvious, I think I know who it is.
Wait, I could have typing. Whoops.
All right, Ben, Pirate Master, what do you got for us?
Is it Blackbeard?
I said that.
The answer is Blackbeard.
Okay.
Both of you are correct.
Okay, we're good. I also said that.
It is now 1-1, which is really just 0-0 if you think about it. But
I like having points.
It is 1-1. Moving on to question number two. What is the name of the pirate flag? Question number two. What is the name of the pirate flag?
What?
Which is also the name of the aircraft carrier in Planes.
What?
I know this one.
What a pull.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
I think it is. Or it's like their squadron is called that or something.
I think it's their squadron or their aircraft carrier or something.
Wait, I'm going to know this when you say it.
Elite pull with Planes.
I know, right?
I low-key don't hate the Planes movies.
I don't hate the first one.
I don't know this.
I don't hate the second one either, I guess. I just think it's not as good as the first. I low-key love the first, though. Dusty Crop Hopper.
I don't know.
We almost got trained, but alas.
This is not my answer. I have an answer, but it's not right. And I'm going to be sad because I feel like I should know.
It is called the Jolly Roger.
Yes, I got it.
Ben is up 2-1. What did you say, Jackson?
I said Skull and Bones.
I mean,
here, you should let us say our answers.
You're kind of not wrong.
Well, that is what it is. I knew. Yeah. I feel like I should have known that.
Yes. That's all right. 2-1. Ben is up. Yeah, I think it's either the aircraft carrier or the name of their squadron.
I think it's their squadron.
Something like that. The Jolly Rogers.
That all got shot down in a PG Disney movie. I think it's actually G.
Yeah. It is G, actually.
They all
died. And we see, World War II clips in the movie. That's crazy. Question number three. What team describes a dyslexic. What term describes a pirate's secret code of conduct?
What?
I think I finally stumped both of the sides.
I have no idea.
You may read one of these on the daily.
I might know it.
What?
Yep. Just think about it.
I think I have. Well, maybe.
Okay. Jackson, do you have an answer?
No, I said the pirate code.
Well, not quite. Ben, what do you got for us?
The articles?
Oh, man. Ben again. The pirate articles.
Yes. I literally thought article for something I read every day. And I was like, that's stupid.
That's why I told that to you. I was like, read it every day.
I had this extensive book on pirate history that I used to read a lot. Mm,
yeah.
That's awesome.
The pirate articles. Ben is up 3-1.
Yep.
It's all right, Jackson. We may possibly see a comeback here soon.
I feel like I win most games against guests. So
you do.
I think I've won every game against guests so far.
Did you beat Brooke in Romance?
I did. I've won every single game
against
guests.
You beat Jordan both times, yeah.
So this might be the first one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Question number four. All right. If you guys don't get this one, we're going back to easy.
Okay.
What body of water is famously known as the Pirate's Paradise?
Oh, yeah.
It's so obvious.
Okay, yeah. I don't know why that took me that long.
It's like, you got this, Jackson.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Are we ready, or do we want a hint, or?
Wait, there's an option for a hint?
There could be.
Let's hear it.
This water is blue.
Okay, I said, Actually, Ben, why don't you go first?
Is it the Caribbean?
Oh, my God.
Jackson, what did you say?
I didn't say that. I said the Pacific Ocean. Why was I like, oh, okay, so it's movies. I was like, why? Okay, it's Pacific or Atlantic.
Alas.
Are you kidding? I'm so dumb.
It was the Caribbean Sea.
Are we kidding?
Well, my original hint that I had in my mind is I was going to say, it's in the name of the movies.
God, I'm so stupid.
But that would have given it away.
That's awful.
Well, poor Jackson is now down 4-1 against Mr. Ben Mosier. Let's see if he can come back here with question number 5. Who is the best swordsman in Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl?
Wait, is this subjective?
No, there's a correct answer to
there
this.
There is a correct answer. Who is the best swordsman in the first Pirates movie?
I feel like that's a subjective. Do they say that?
They do.
In the behind-the-scenes or bonus features, they say who the best swordsman is.
I have a guess, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember them saying that.
I think I remember who it is.
Okay. Jackson, who do you have?
I said Barbossa.
Okay.
I think it's Will, isn't it?
Ben is up 5-1.
William Turner. How is it Will?
Because he practices 3 hours a day.
Oh my. Barbossa beats Jack completely in the whole movie.
Because Jack's actually the worst.
Jack,
it goes Will, Barbossa, Jack.
Funny story, yes. Jack is the worst swordsman in the film.
I guess that makes sense. Well, Barbossa never loses to anybody.
Well, he may not, but...
Barbossa was already dead the whole time, so he didn't really have to worry about anything. Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's
true. Okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but like... Yeah. Shoot. This is bad.
I forgot that this was the next question. Again, another super, super easy question.
All right, well, I got the last super,
no,
super
no, no.
easy
you
question.
Will,
wrong,
you will get
so.
This one, I promise. Question number 6. Fill in the blank. Why is the blank gone?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Finally,
super
get some
easy.
Points on the board.
So, Ben is currently up 5-1.
Has he gotten every single one right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Ben, what is your fill in the blank?
It's rum. Why is the rum gone?
I said rum as well.
You said rum as well. Well, unfortunately, you guys are incorrect.
What?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's why is the rum gone?
All right.
Why is the rum?
Hilarious.
Why is the rum gone?
All right. 6-2.
6-2. Ben is still up by 4. Question number 7. What term refers to a pirate ship legally commissioned by a government to attack other ships?
I don't know what it's called. I know this happens in the third one, but...
Fourth movie.
Isn't it the third one?
Nope, fourth.
Fourth.
Don't they get the Flying Dutchman on their side in the third one? So it's like...
I guess technically, yeah,
maybe.
But it's more of a fourth movie
it's
thing.
It's definitely more of a fourth movie thing.
Oh. I've probably seen the fourth one like once or twice compared to the other one.
I don't mind the fourth one. I think it's
all
right.
I gave them all 5 stars.
Wait, say the question again.
What term refers to a pirate ship legally commissioned by a government to attack other ships?
I have no idea. Can I have a hint?
How do I give a hint for this? It starts with a P.
It starts with a P.
Yes.
Pirate ship. I don't know. I actually have no idea in my mind. I might just take the L on this one.
No, you have to put down something. But don't tell us what you put down yet.
Is it one word?
Yes.
All right, I was going to say pirate accomplice. Perchance?
Precomplice.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Okay, Ben.
Privateer.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said that.
It's a privateer. Barbossa is the privateer for. I don't remember which king is in the
it's
fourth
England.
Movie.
It's like George.
Oh, I know it's England.
I think it's George the II.
Yeah, okay.
But he's a privateer, not to just attack other ships, but to go find the fountain.
Technically, the Flying Dutchman is in the third one, right?
I guess technically, but like they never really like because
he like works. He like works for him basically because he has.
I don't know if they ever say it outright.
They never say it outright, and it's also kind of just because they have his heart and he can't.
I guess so.
Well,
yeah, it's not like a legal thing. He's just like they just have him.
Like we could kill you at any moment. Do what we tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we're getting into the ones that I did right before the podcast episode. In pirate slang, what does the term shiver me timbers mean?
Ooh.
What does the term shiver me timbers mean?
Does it actually mean something?
It
like,
does.
I know what it like means like.
Well, it's like it's more like just kind of a general feeling, I guess.
I think I know what it means, maybe.
Okay, I have an answer.
Ben, let's start with you.
Is it kind of like, oh my, like I'm startled, or like, oh, like kind of like that kind of thing?
All right, so that's Ben's answer?
Yeah, I said like, I'm scared.
You guys can both have it. It is an expression of shock or surprise.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
We'll take the points where we can get them.
8-3. 8-3, Ben Moser's up. Ben, how are you feeling at this point in the
I'm
round?
I'm feeling great. I'm finally having an excuse to put all this useless knowledge to use.
Jackson, how are you feeling?
I'm not doing great. Not too beat up. I didn't have high hopes going into the pirate trivia.
For sure. We will now have three more confirmed questions because I just thought of another one.
Okay.
We'll start with the one I just thought of, actually. Question number 9. Where were the... let me start over. Where were the scenes in Davy Jones's locker filmed?
Ooh.
The ocean. In the sea.
Should I know this?
Probably not.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a fun thing. That I found. It's like, it's just something you wouldn't expect for, like, a pirate movie, I guess.
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
No, it's definitely, it's kind of fun, like, specifically from, like, a film perspective to, like, know where they film stuff to see just how they made it look the way it does, like, especially since we're on the production side of films.
Hmm. I have an answer, and I think it's wrong.
Okay. Imagine it's right, though.
I said... Wait, do you want to say... Are you ready?
You can, I guess. Wait, no. That answer's stupid.
Okay, I'll get a new
answer. It's not like a location.
My answer was green screen.
He just said green screen. Like, there's an actual location where it was, like, filmed.
Why would I know this?
I don't know. Just take a guess.
It's
kind of a fun question, man.
Can we have any sort of hint?
It's landlocked. Fun fact.
Yeah.
And it is in our hemisphere.
I have a guess. I don't know if it's like fully correct because I don't know if I remember the exact name.
Here, I have a guess. Hey, don't look at my answer yet.
Okay. Jim, Ben, what did you say?
Okay, I don't know if this is the exact name, but I'm pretty sure it was someplace... It sounds similar to like the Dead Sea or whatever, and it's out in like Utah or the Western U.S.
Okay,
it's somewhere, something like that.
I said the Grand Canyon.
Okay, so Ben, I don't know how on earth you know this, but it was filmed in Utah.
So it's not the Grand Canyon.
It is not the Grand Canyon.
I remember snippets of the behind the scenes.
Same idea as the Grand Canyon, but they filmed it in Utah, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh, the answer is just Utah?
It is just Utah.
Okay, I'll take that then.
Okay.
Ben was like, somewhere in Utah or the West? That's close enough. 9-3.
Ben's got all of them still.
This one may prove to be even more difficult.
Oh, gosh.
Great.
This is probably just a guessing question for both of you.
Oh, boy.
How many hats did Johnny Depp lose before the costume designer decided to start making them out of rubber so they would float?
Oh, gosh. I definitely don't know this one.
Can we get a range of numbers?
It is between 1 and 25.
Great.
Okay.
All right, Jackson, what do you say?
I said 25.
I said 15.
All right, well, that's the first question Ben is not getting, and the first question that Jackson... Okay, Jackson, you didn't get it.
Oh, man.
He lost 10 hats, and then the costume designer was like, maybe we should make them out of rubber so we don't keep losing them in the ocean. And we have another production question next. This is also kind of just a ballpark guess answer, Ben. I have a feeling you'll know this one. Question number 10, I guess 11 technically. How many days of the film's production were shot at sea?
Do we know how many total days the production shot for?
I do not have that number. Okay. But we're talking about the first film.
Okay.
Curse of the Black Pearl, specifically.
One. One day.
Maybe less than you think.
That's what I'm thinking. It's going to be a funny question because the answer is going to be like four or something. Can I have any sort of number range?
Any sort of number range. I will give you from three.
Okay, so not one.
To 16.
All right.
Okay. I mean, I'm just guessing a day.
Yeah, it's just guessing.
I said eight.
Okay.
I said 12.
Oh, man. Neither of you are right again. Mm-hmm. It was Surprise. 6 days at sea.
Dang.
Filming. That's crazy. Which is pretty nuts.
Because they probably filmed for, like, several days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did film for
several
days. Several
more days than that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right.
Well, that is all the questions I have. We can either keep going or we can move on and talk about something else.
I don't know. I've been thoroughly destroyed here. So.
Currently, Ben is winning 9-3. If we want to just call it here, we can crown Ben the pirate sensei.
Here, now let's do Star Wars trivia. Oh, I'm just kidding. Do you want to play... what was it called?
Is it the Letterboxd game?
Yeah.
We should.
We can do a couple rounds of Letterboxd review bonanza fun time.
Let's do it.
I'm going to need a second to prepare said game. So
okay.
Talk about pirates a little bit.
Okay.
Actually, let's talk about how optimistic are you for tonight when we watch the Eighth Hornblower film.
Okay. So, about 80% of the time that we've rewatched, I've watched these movies, this is my second time, and about 80% of the time, the way I remembered the movie playing out is how it actually did.
Yeah.
The one we watched tonight, I remember being not so good.
Lovely,
So, it might be a rough one, but
yeah.
Then we only have one left after that, so we are
done. That's true.
But it is the last one with these characters, so.
It's kind of sad, I mean.
Yeah, or these actors, at least.
Yeah. I'm really, it's kind of the end of an era, and I kind of enjoyed it, even though they weren't so great.
I enjoyed watching it better the second time when I had someone to suffer with.
I was going
to
say, poor Ben the first time watching those, but man, it's a good time. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have fun. Yeah, and this one, Horatio is going to get married, and a bunch of stuff is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Captain Horatio Hornblower, and then we have just the one from the 50s, which works as a sequel to these.
It actually,
I'm ready.
I was thinking about it. It weirdly works as a ninth movie. It's so weird.
Interesting. Well, two more movies left with Horatio Hornblower. Kind of the end of an era. I might need to buy them just so I can always have them.
Do it.
I'm gonna miss having Hornblower around.
Are we ready for the first round of Letterboxd Review Bonanza Fun Time?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
Okay. You might have to remind me how this works.
So last time I just did this to AJ to see if he could guess him, but this time it's going to be a competition.
Okay.
We're going to keep track of points. So I'm going to read you a review for a movie. It's going to be random. All
right.
And you have to guess what movie this review is for. I'll give you the star rating and then what they said. All
right.
And I'll keep giving you reviews until you guess it.
All right.
And if you guess it, you get a point.
All right.
So here we go. We'll start with... with a 5-star review, this person said, "No matter how many times I rewatch this, I still have no idea what the dice game is." And you both get a. Actually, you might need to write it down.
I think.
Well, actually, should we just do first person to guess it here?
Yeah.
We're just gonna do first person to guess it. Ben, you said
it's
you had a
Pirates
guess.
Pirates of the Caribbean: Dead Man's Chest.
Yeah, it is.
I watched an entire video analyzing the dice game to understand it.
That's hilarious. Okay, that is the
answer.
I think
I can understand the dice game, actually.
It took me a embarrassing amount of time to understand the dice game.
But that's the... Okay, Ben's up 1-0.
Isn't it like... It's kind of like Liars.
It's called Liars Dice.
Yeah.
I've played it.
I've played it before, yeah. It's so fun.
Well, good job, Ben. You're up 1-0. I had a couple other ones, but he got out of the first one. All right, the next movie. Here we go. With a 4.5-star review, this person said, I'm legally obligated to give this a good rating because I'm a man.
Gladiator?
I was about to say Gladiator, yeah.
No.
Oh.
That's incorrect. with a 5-star review, this person said, everyone in this movie is hot.
Oh, wait, I've seen that review before.
I'm trying to think if we're following on a similar path.
The Maze Runner?
Is it Master and Commander? Are we following on a pirate route here?
No.
Dang, okay.
Here we go. He got, with a 3-star review, this person said, he got the scars from society.
Oh, is it the Dark Knight?
It is.
Definitely seen the why is everyone in this movie hot review before.
Ben's up 2-0.
Those of you who listen know I'm historically bad at this game.
Last episode I read him a review that said, like, literally it was like the rat in the kitchen something, and he didn't guess right.
I was not thinking animated movie at all.
Okay, next movie. With a 4.5-star review, this person said, I laughed at the tomato joke.
To the tomato joke?
Tomato joke.
Yes. You probably won't get it off of this one, but it might help down the road.
Tomato joke. I don't know, like Minnesota Cuke?
No.
Well,
I don't even know what that is.
That's the Indiana Jones VeggieTales. Are you kidding me? You guys don't know what that is?
No.
Are we serious?
All right, you're up next, Ben. What's your guess?
I don't know, man. Nacho Libre?
No. with a 5-star review, not a cop in sight, just people vibing and committing crimes.
In the tomato joke?
Yes. I'll give you a hint. This movie is rated R.
Wow. Gee, thanks.
Not a cop in
You're welcome.
Sight. Tomato joke. Man.
I'm going to have to press you for a guess. Because I'm just going to read another one. I'm going to read another one. With a 4-star review, this person said, Bruised Willis.
Oh, is it Die Hard?
No.
Bruce Willis. Man, I don't know.
Let me find a good one.
I have no idea.
Over the Hedge?
No.
It's got Bruce Willis in it. It's about food.
here we go. I'm going to read this one.
Wait.
And you'll probably get it from this one.
Wait.
But you're just going to, whoever gets it first.
Wait.
Actually, yeah, AJ, you get a guess based off Bruce Willis.
Hold on. I need to see if he's in this movie real quick.
Don't
read it. Don't read it. Don't read it.
You gotta go fast.
Because I think I know.
You're looking it up.
I think I know.
Yeah, using your phone is cheating.
Bruce Willis.
Okay, never mind. I have no idea.
With a 5-star review, you gotta listen to this one because you might get it from this, whoever says it first. This is just 30% pop culture references, 20% religious metaphors, 10% some guy getting pissed off over a watch, 10% Samuel L. Jackson saying, mother effer, 10% tasty looking fast food.
Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my, it's 2-1.
Tomato joke. I still don't remember the tomato joke.
I don't remember the tomato joke either.
Yeah, it's like the funny part of the movie. It's like the tomato.
I don't remember that.
He goes across the room and he smashes him and goes ketchup.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
that
either.
It's so funny. Okay, here we go. on. I gotta find one. With a 4-star review.
How did
review,
I not get it on Bruised Willis?
Yeah. With a 4-star review, this person said, "Nobody makes me bleed my own blood."
Is it Tropic Thunder?
No.
Oh, it sounds like a Tropic Thunder.
You low-key read it in, like, a Kirk Lazarus voice, so I was like...
I don't read the script. Script reads me.
What you getting at with the script? Spit the hell, man.
Do you have a guess?
I don't have a guess.
Okay.
I have no clue.
This person, 3-star review, this person said, "Pepper needs new shorts."
I don't... No idea.
Oh, man. Hold on, I'm trying to find a good one. This is, with a 3-star review, this is the most I've cared about any sport ever.
Sport. Pepper needs new shorts. And I'm trying to remember what the first one even was. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Sports. Is it a basketball movie of some sort?
No.
Is it a football movie?
No.
Is it a hockey movie?
It's not your normal sport.
Hockey?
No.
Not hockey.
MXP, most extreme primate.
The name of the movie is the sport.
Dodgeball.
Yes.
I've never actually seen
How did I forget about that?
You haven't seen Dodgeball?
Oh my gosh, I love that movie. It's so funny.
Okay. It's 2-2. Last one. Whoever gets this first wins. And I'm positive you've both seen this movie this time.
Okay. I have cup holders. Or no, I have shareholders. You have cup holders.
With a 4-star review. Remember, whoever gets this right wins.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A movie as good as its sweaters.
Knives Out.
Yes.
AJ owns a Knives Out sweater, so...
Yes! I do, actually. I own this pretty much the same one. Gosh, I love that movie. Wake Up Dead Man is coming out soon.
We're going to see it.
We're going to talk about it.
Probably at some point. When does it come out on Netflix?
December 12th, so after I'll be home.
So we'll talk about it in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on Two Tickets, Please. A huge thanks to Mr. Ben Mosier for coming out and joining the podcast today. We really loved having you on here. We love you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's been fun.
It's been a great time. Yeah. We're glad to finally get you on. That's all from us, though.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Not next week, we'll be gone.
No, but
the week after, we'll be back.
2 weeks, we will have an episode. As always, you can connect on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even post on there anymore.
Heck yeah, we haven't posted in a while.
We should probably work on marketing a little more.
That was the intern's fault.
The intern sucks at Instagram. Probably gonna fire him.
Probably gonna get rid of him.
Probably gonna. I'm not. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to Two Tickets, Please.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.